The elephant in the room was the one that wasn't there last night. Donald Trump held a fundraiser for veterans instead of taking part in last night's Republican presidential debate on the Fox News Channel in Iowa. His competitors had fun with his absence.
And everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way...
I kind of miss Donald Trump. He was a little teddy bear to me. We always had such a loving relationship.
Without Trump there, policy talk ruled the night in the debate, which we're going to talk about now with our WBUR political analyst, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
We'll get to Trump's absence in a few minutes, but first, considering the debate came on what's almost the eve of the Iowa caucuses, did any of the other candidates help themselves last night? Was there a winner, Todd?
I think Marco Rubio came out ahead. He was very articulate, of course, often employing lines from his stump speech. But he was more forceful. He was more knowledgeable than the others, it seemed, on foreign policy and military affairs. And a focus group of Fox right after the debate confirms that. About three of them supported Marco Rubio before the debate, and about half afterwards said they supported him and felt that he won the debate.
Dan Payne.
Well, I thought Rand Paul and Chris Christie had good nights, but they're not going anywhere in Iowa, so it doesn't matter. Rubio won the focus group, as Todd says, and he had good moments. He said what he'd do specifically to fight ISIS, reform immigration, and he said twice that America is the most generous country in the world. He's scripted, but he manages to stay up even when he was getting knocked down by Megyn Kelly's video clips.
Was there a loser?
You know, only a few of them had something to lose, but Ted Cruz got hit hard by Megyn Kelly in the video department, showed him being two-faced on immigration. You know, his hot performance, he's very hot, may help him turn out his followers at the caucuses, but it may hurt him in New Hampshire, where evangelicals are not the dominant force they are in Iowa.
Well, let's say on the immigration issue for Ted Cruz last night, he came under fire, as you pointed out. Here is Marco Rubio accusing him of not being authentic on the issue. And here's another clip from the Fox News Channel debate.
In the committee, you said, I want to bring people out of the shadows. Now you want to Trump on immigration.
See, we both made the identical promises. But when we came to Washington, we made a different choice. Marco made the choice to go the direction of the major donors to support amnesty because he thought it was politically advantageous. I honored my commitments.
Todd, who wins this fight, Rubio or Cruz?
I thought Rubio came out ahead. That issue was more of a wash. But overall, I thought Ted Cruz lost the debate. He was squeezed on that issue not only by Rubio but also by Rand Paul. They point out he was two-faced. Rubio went so far as to say that Ted Cruz would say anything to get elected. And overall, I thought Ted Cruz was pretty flat. He was on the defensive. He had some lame joke about leaving the stage if he got more mean questions. And at times, he sounded whining.
Possible 11th hour effect of the debate last night on the voting in or the caucuses in Iowa coming Monday.
Well, I think it helps Rubio. He becomes more of an alternative to Trump and Cruz. I think the debate finishes off Ben Carson as a factor. I mean, he's been in decline, and I think he'll continue to decline. So some of his vote could go to Trump or Cruz, you know, with the evangelicals. I think the debate also could help Rand Paul. He stood out as the libertarian, and he seemed more personable and calm.
Yeah, I thought Rubio was the star of the show, and Ted Cruz was the victim of the video. And so if there's an impact, my guess is that Cruz will go down a little and Rubio will come up some.
All right, Donald Trump. Did he steal the thunder? Did he freeze the field by not being there last night? Did he lose anything?
Well, absolutely not. It was a more civil, substantive debate. There was no name calling, no petty put downs. You know, they say in gambling circles that you can't win unless you play. And he decided not to play. The irony is, of course, he tried to raise money for veterans groups with an alternative event while the debate was going on. And three veterans groups said they didn't want to be part of Trump's campaign and wouldn't take his money.
I agree. I think there was a lot of backlash when it was so obvious that Trump was trying to use veterans for political ends. The debate was, as Dan pointed out, more substantive, more serious, without the Trump insults and the craziness. True, it was less entertaining. We didn't see Trump making faces as he usually would. But as a result, Jeb Bush and Rubio and Rand Paul and others seemed to perform better and seemed more presidential.
All right, on to the Democrats for a quick question. Still neck and neck for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in Iowa. So what's crucial for each campaign going into the final weekend? Dan, start with Clinton.
Well, Hillary Clinton needs to get Democrats, especially female Democrats, to turn out. As a sign of this, John Podesta, her chairman, was in Massachusetts recently, and he gathered state legislators and asked for organizational help in New Hampshire. They're not going to go to Iowa, but they will go to New Hampshire, and that's what she needs, is organizational Democratic support.
And important for Sanders in Iowa.
Bernie needs to hold on to his strength with independents, as the WBUR poll showed. If Kasich gets a big independent number in New Hampshire, that can diminish Sanders. But Sanders is trailing in Iowa, and my guess is that Hillary Clinton, because she has an older, more accustomed to caucuses audience and vote, I think she can carry Iowa.
And Todd, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in Iowa.
Well, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have great get-out-the-vote operations, but there's an enthusiasm gap. Bernie Sanders, in particular with the younger people, you know, has troops who are really inspired. And that kind of thing can be a contagious enthusiasm, like we saw with Barack Obama there in 2008. Part of it's the message. You know, Bernie Sanders has this populist message that the political system is corrupt, that the economic system is rigged. But also, he has come across as more personable now, more fun-loving than before. And I think Hillary Clinton is trying to make up for that, including with Bill Clinton campaigning for her. But we'll see if she can, in fact, reinvent herself yet again.
All right, we're going to leave it there, and we'll talk about how Iowa impacts New Hampshire after the Iowa caucuses on Monday. Todd Domke, thanks.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan Payne, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.